conversations going and fellowship time. It's good to hear. So if you guys could see, we got plenty of beautiful flowers up here for Belville Walters' funeral this last week. These are in remembrance of her, and it was just a nice time there on Thursday morning to just remember her. So, and if you would like to take and remember her with some flowers, you guys are more than welcome to do that, and take them home and water them and take care of them. Another thing, I said this last week, the grass back there, it's probably still muddy and there's still grass growing. So just make sure everybody's staying off of that. Play out here and not back there till springtime. Then today there's a nominating committee happening today between the worship service and Sunday school. So if you're part of that, make sure you're there and you know where you're supposed to be. I don't know where they're meeting, but you guys can figure that out. I'm sure you know. Then today, the National Life Chain is happening from 2 to 3. So on the corner of Koss Agency, right across from Kessler's, if you guys would like to stand there and pray for that. And then down at Pleasant Valley Bible Church. And you guys can see the places on the bulletin board out there in the foyer for that. And then next week, there's an executive committee meeting. So if you're part of that, just make sure you're there. Then November 5th, we're having a baptism here at the church. So pretty exciting. If you guys are interested in that and you want to know more, just talk to Pastor Jim and he can get you lined up for that. And then also for financial records, if you're keeping track of those for the church, we're getting prepared to do our annual meeting. So get those turned in as soon as you can. And then about finances, we're having our Financial Peace University class tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, and it's starting tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. So if you still want to come, or you're kind of just on the fence, whether you're not sure you want to come, you guys can come to the first class, not pay anything if you want to see what it's like, okay? You guys can do that. It's going to be in room 1 right next to Pastor Jim's office on the north side here of our little classroom wing deal, okay? So you guys can come join us tomorrow. Jacqueline will probably have snacks, and so Jacqueline always makes good snacks. So it's one reason to come, and we hope to see you there. And Tyler also said that Diane and I are going to be there. So if you want to come hang out with us, then you can. If Tyler and Jacqueline aren't enough, we're here too. So, but are there any other announcements today? Yes. Yes. Okay. And if you couldn't hear that, it's Pastor Appreciation Month, and I wasn't going to say it. So so you guys can know about that. Thank you, Heidi. Anything else? If not, we are going to hear the word of the Lord from Psalm 19, 1 through 4. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words, whose voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tent for the sun.
Good morning. Let's take our hymnals. Turn to number 58. Let's stand and sing together. This is my Father's world. Number 58. This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. Here rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas, his hand the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. The birds their carols raise, The morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's rays. This is my Father's world, His shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass I hear Him pass, He speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. The battle is not done. Jesus who died shall be satisfied, and earth and heaven be one. Thanks for singing. Take a moment to greet each other. Tell somebody you're glad to see him this morning.
Well, good morning again, and we're grateful that you have chosen to worship with us. We have the opportunity of fellowshipping together through partaking of communion. We have a carry-in dinner after Sunday school, and this morning we have the honor and privilege of having Mike and Judy Manna with us, and a part of our missions conference, and grateful that they carved out their schedule to be with us. A couple of prayer requests, because this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the body. A couple of emails that came out later in the week. Wes Fisher, the Dean of Students at Sunshine, developed chest pains Friday afternoon, evening, was airlifted to the Heart Hospital. He had blood clots on his lungs, and that they've worked at getting those broken down and removed. There's some hope that he may be discharged today, but he was also waiting to hear from the doctors and such. So be praying for Wes. He's still recovering from his ankle, broken ankle from the horse accident, and now having this complication. Just pray for him and that for healing. Also for Sherry Van Zee's brother Steve Luce. The email went out, he is in the ICU in Georgia, and when he went in, it was not looking good, but he is doing much better. They're hoping maybe he would even be discharged today, tomorrow, into a regular room. So he's not leaving the hospital, but at least from, that is a better step to some more care. But he has long-term issues with MS and such, and so, but he developed a bacterial infection. And that seems to be the cause of things that we're shutting down. Great to see Mark Wagnus here this morning with us. And here he's getting out and about, and we'll continue to pray for his healing. And also be praying for Tony Welsh. He also went into the hospital this week with a bowel blockage. And So he was on a 72-hour sit and stay in bed, which we all know for Tony that is not easy. And so we'll be praying for he and Diane through the time of his healing from his back surgery and now from this. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June. Wonderful. June's sister-in-law, Diane Sanger, we've been praying for her because she's been dealing with this Q virus infection, and that has dissipated, so she was able to get in for knee surgery. And so we'll pray for her regaining mobility and healing from the surgery. Other prayer requests or praises? I was losing track of where you were pointing. Deanna Hass is here. She has joined the Shoulder Surgery Club. It is a very exclusive club, not always appreciated, but grateful that she is here healing from her shoulder surgery, and we'll pray for the recovery. Ernie. Ernie's cousin, also Sandy Sievertson's sister, Kathy Heason, has come down with COVID again, and I know COVID is making its circles, and it is no fun being quarantined along with having to deal with the symptoms, so we'll pray for her and her healing. Any other prayer requests or praises? And also just ask you to continue to pray. My wife's knee surgery is scheduled for October 13th, so as we get our household prepared for that, that begin that process of healing for an increase of her mobility. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I do thank you for today that we are told that in your creation it proclaims who you are. And we have sung about this world as out of control as it sometimes appears, that you are in control. It is our Father's world. And that though the right, the morality that we hold dear and try to uphold and is based upon your character seems so few and far between, that you've called us to persevere. You've told us that in the end, you will set everything right. But at the cross of your Son, that this world was judged, and that our sin was paid for, and that because of his sacrifice, and with his resurrection and his ascension, we now have access to you, and that your Son's kingdom, your kingdom, is ruling and reigning in our hearts, and it is by incremental steps increasing through this world. Father, help us to not become so disillusioned with what we see that we miss what's going on around us. Thank you for the miracles that you demonstrate to us each day. Not only the big ones that we pray for about healing and to seeing people recover, but also of your word being going forth, that your Spirit working in our hearts, as also as you draw others to yourself and as you use us in that process. Father, I pray for those that we've been praying for. I pray for Wes Fisher, and that you would heal his body, that these blood clots would be broken down, but also that they would find the cause and he would continue to heal. Father, we thank you for preserving his life, and that you would continue to use him, help him in his recovery process also from his ankle. Father, we also lift up Steve Luce to you, and that he would be able to be transferred today, but more importantly, that he would grow stronger that you also have preserved his life, and pray that you would help him to increase his strength. We are grateful for the medical profession, for the wisdom that you've given doctors and staff and nurses that are able to understand the human body and provide the care that we need. Father, we lift up Mark Wagnus and grateful to see him up and about and continued healing for him. Pray for Tony Welsh and not only healing from his back surgery, but also from this blockage, that you would have that diagnosed and be able to break that down so that he can, begin to eat, but also begin to feel better. Father, we lift him and lay him in your hands. Father, we are grateful for June's sister-in-law, Diane, and this infection has gone away, and now her knee replacement. Father, we pray for her and the strengthening of her knee and the increased mobility. Just help her through that this time to be looking forward through the pain to what she will be able to do. Father, we lift up Kathy Heason to you, and that you would be a comfort, but also that you bring healing as she deals with COVID and especially being quarantined. Father, that you would be an ever-present help through this time. I pray for my wife and her knee surgery coming up, that you'd give up both of us peace of mind and heart and guide the surgeons and also the recovery. We're grateful also to see that Deanna Hass is here, and from her shoulder surgery, help her through the PT and the weeks to come as well to regain full mobility. Father, we're grateful for the ministries you've entrusted to us, the opportunities to hear from our missionaries. We thank you for the manas being here with us and the opportunity of hearing how you're using them all over the world and in the country of Ukraine. Father, we're also grateful for Dick and Gloria Persons and their ministry in the Philippines. We pray for this Camp Caris. It was devastated through the typhoon and the cleanup efforts, but also the desire to increase the buildings and usefulness of the camp. We pray also for their day-to-day ministry of encouraging believers, of working with the local Christians in seeing your church built in that area. Father, we also pray for our world. We do ask that you would give wisdom to our elected leaders, both locally and nationally, that they would be able to come to the compromises they need to see us function as a country, but also we know most importantly that they need to know you. Father, we pray that you would bring wise advisors around them and that you would help them to have the courage to stand for what is right. We pray for today also as it's Life Change Sunday, and the reminder that even though Roe versus Wade has been struck down, there is still a battle for life, and life is precious. You have created us. You have given us your image, and each person, no matter from a conception to natural death, is valuable in your sight, and so help us to be those that fight for life. And we pray for our state, that we would lift up those that find themselves in very difficult situations, and we're grateful for ministries that come alongside young mothers and fathers as they make and look at their future. We thank you for just the opportunities that your son has to use us in those areas. Father, we thank you for the offering we're about to receive from your people. We're grateful for the blessings that you've given us and the opportunity to give back to you a portion of what you've blessed us with. We ask that you would use it for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Janelle. Let's take our hymnals and turn to number 289. And let's stand again and we'll sing together. 289, There Shall Be Showers of Blessing. There shall be showers of blessing, this is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round me are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing, come and now honor your word. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, oh that today they might fall. Now as to God we're confessing, now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. Thanks for singing. Please be seated.